This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan election officials say only about 20% of the country's more than 9 million eligible voters cast ballots in the presidential election. The Taliban has had warned voters to stay home or risk being hurt. The insurgents did carry out some attacks, authorities say, but were blocked from conducting any major violence. The results of the election are expected October 19th. Protesters and police clashed in Hong Kong for a second straight day on Sunday, throwing the city's business and shopping belt into chaos. Police in riot gear were seen beating and detaining protesters near Hong Kong's government complex repeatedly. Police had also fired blue liquid, which is used to identify protesters, from a water cannon truck and multiple volleys of tear gas after demonstrators hurled Molotov cocktails at officers and targeted the government office building. It was a repeat of Saturday's clashes and part of a familiar cycle since pro-democracy protests began in early June. The protests were sparked by a now-shelved extradition bill and have since snowballed into an anti-China movement. Protesters also blocked some main roads in the Lebanese capital Sunday. Some set tires and trash bins on fire as several hundred people gathered in the heart of the city to protest corruption and deteriorating economic conditions. Protesters gathered in at least three other areas in Lebanon, including a main highway which leads to the Syrian capital, Damascus, the state news agency said. Lebanon, heavily indebted, faces financial strains linked to a slowdown in capital inflows needed for the funding of the government and the import-dependent economy. More on this and other stories is available online at voanews.com. From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Washington continues to debate the whistleblower complaint that has led to an impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. Former Trump administration Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert told ABC's This Week he's deeply disturbed by what happened in the last week.
It is a bad day and a bad week for this president and for this country if he is asking for political dirt on an opponent. But it looks to me like the other matter that's far from proven is whether he was doing anything to abuse his power and withhold aid in order to solicit such a thing.
The whistleblower alleges that Trump sought help from the new president of Ukraine in digging up incriminating information about former Vice President Joe Biden, who's running for president. Trump confirmed last week he told his staff to withhold about $400 million in aid to Ukraine days before the phone call in question. He said it was in an attempt to get European nations to contribute more funding. Bossert says he does not think Trump put pressure on the Ukrainian leader. Austrian People's Party head and ex-chancellor Sebastian Kurz on Sunday voted in the country's election. He said he's confident as people head to the polls.
Sind einmal die Wählerinnen und Wähler an Bord. Ich hoffe, dass möglichst viele Österreicherinnen und Österreicher von ihrem Wahlrecht Gebrauch.
He says now it's up to the voters. I hope that as many Austrians as possible are going to use their right to vote. I'm excited and I hope for a good result for the People's Party. Austrians are electing a new parliament 4 months after a corruption scandal brought down Kurz's coalition government with the far-right Freedom Party. Some 6.4 million voters aged 16 and up are eligible to cast ballots for Sunday's election. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is answering to his choice of words in Parliament on BBC's Andrew Marr show Sunday.
So you don't regret the use of the word humbug at all when an MP is discussing a death threat made against her?
I think it is wrong in principle that politicians should be prevented from trying
to use words like surrender. I'm asking you about your word humbug, not about surrender, your word humbug when an MP has just described a death threat against her.
But the word...
It's very straightforward, everyone can understand it.
I know, and I think what people can also understand, if I may say so, Andrew, is that my use of the word humbug was in the context of people trying to prevent me, us, from using the word surrender.
Opposition lawmakers have been highly critical of Johnson's reference to what he called the surrender bill, saying his language is stirring even more division in the country. Johnson has repeatedly denounced the legislation that would force him to delay Brexit if he can't agree to an exit deal with the EU. He dismissed as humbug lawmakers' worries that immoderate language by government ministers is encouraging Brexit outliers to target MPs with death threats. Marissa Melton, VOA News.